I'd like to first introduce Dr. Robert Minotti, President of Medical Liability Mutual Insurance Company, and a member of MLMIC's Patient Safety and Education Committee. Dr. Minotti was an active member of MLMIC's Board of Directors for over 20 years and has been the president of our company since May of 2007. Dr. Minotti received his medical degree from Columbia College and is a fellow of the American College of Surgeons and a diplomat on both the National Board of Medical Examiners and the American Board of Surgery. Dr. Minotti has served on the medical staff of several healthcare facilities in the Utica area and has held many positions within the healthcare community, including the Medical Society of the State of New York, the New York State Department of Health, the Board of Professional Medical Conduct, and the American Medical Association, just to name a few. Dr. Minotti has an in-depth understanding of the culture of medical care in New York State today, and we are delighted to welcome him here to deliver our opening remarks. Dr. Minotti.
I want to thank Mr. Kaiser for those kind words, and he doesn't know it, but he gave me a perfect segue with the pager remark into the remarks that I'm going to deliver for you here today. Can everybody hear me all right? Okay. Now, I warned Mr. Amsler I was going to do this. He said he wouldn't get up and leave the room. Basically, what I'm going to do for you today is just take my time to go through how we got from this technology. Does everybody recognize what this is? This is a bag phone, which you used when your pager went off to go find a payphone to call in and find out what you were needed for. So how did we get from this technology? You can see I'm still unfamiliar with this, thanks to our IT service, to this technology. So think about it. There's not a person in this room who isn't up to speed with this technology. But so how did we get as a company from this to this? And from a mutual company up to the purchase and acquisition that's going to go forward by Berkshire Hathaway? Let me explain. I came to this company as a policyholder, believe it or not, in 1977. A fact that I'm reminded of every day when I'm in the Syracuse office, the green card that was my intake card is under the glass protector on my desk, and it says general surgeon, date of policy 1977. And what Mr. Amsler frequently says is that in the corner, if you turn it over, it says general surgeon, frequently wrong but never in doubt. And the policy services of a company like this, a mutual company, have always, under their direction when they founded this company with the medical society, has been driven toward you, the policyholder, whether you're a facility, an individual provider, physician, extender. You, the policyholder, have always been and always will be paramount in the interest of this company. I mean, why are we doing this risk management seminar? It's to prevent us from making mistakes or having to impart the services of all the legal help and minds that are in this audience to get us out of trouble or to protect us when things go bump in the night. And historically, this company has always done that. And I will tell you today that there isn't a person out there that hasn't felt the changes in healthcare as accelerated by the Affordable Care Act that's produced a mentality amongst all of the providers and facility owners of the what I call the caveman approach. We're getting the things that are out there that are going to hurt us are driving us close to the fire. Now, what does that mean? Individual providers like myself, as I started in 1977, are really a rare bird today. What you find is the coalition of providers into large groups or certainly into hospital-based facilities. Those large groups and hospital facilities are looking for different products from this company. They're looking for higher limits. They're looking for basically shared, a different way to share the risk. And we recognize that as this company. And basically, when this company was formed and up into the late 80s, there were four major carriers in New York State. Now, look at New York State. I don't have to tell this audience that this is one of the most tort-challenged states in the United States. And in the foreseeable future, it's going to remain that way. So you need a provider that understands that, that has dealt with it, and this company has. You know, we know how the system works, and we're there to represent you, the policyholder. You have peer review. You have a chance to access us through services like this risk management service. Again, these are policy-centric services that we continue and will continue to provide. There is no way that Berkshire Hathaway in any shape or form is going to put somebody on our board, on our executive committee. Warren Buffett himself looked me right in the eye and he goes, "I don't know anything about what you do." He said, "All I know is that you're darn good at what you do." And Mr. Amsler looks at me and he goes, "He didn't do this." But my point to you is they recognize that this company is a leader and has been since it was founded in 1975. And they recognized it for the quality provider that it is and recognize that it will continue to go on unimpeded by the parent company, Berkshire Hathaway. They said, just keep doing what you do. You're very good at it. And we will continue to do that. What the acquisition by Berkshire Hathaway has enabled us to do, it's enabled us to continue the mission, to continue to provide top services to you as our policyholders with the promise that we're going to be there in the future. We have the capital from them. We have the best rating of the parent company. That'll be very important to a lot of you who run facilities to know that you have a company that has a high AM best rating. But more importantly, the culture of the company is not going to change. By the very fact that this is our 31st meeting tells you that we're going to, you know, hopefully we're going to have as many into the future. So as we've gone on our journey from this technology to this technology, you have a company that has embraced the technology. I mean, look what Mr. Kaiser said, Twitter, Facebook. I mean, you're looking at, remember, frequently wrong but never in doubt. My kids look at me and they go, "Dad, you mean your company's on Twitter and Facebook?" He says, "We hope you're not the one that's doing it." But it certainly is there and more. We're willing to change as people, as Dr. Lombardo was said to us at our executive committee, it's the caveman mentality. As we draw ourselves closer to the fire to meet the unknown forces that are out there that may hurt us in the night, you have a company that's going to stand by you. The ability of the purchase by Berkshire Hathaway is going to give us that. And it's plain to me, as your president, who's lived through a lot of these changes, and comforting to know that mission is going to continue and well into the future. So thank you very much. We've got an exciting program for you, and I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.